Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
No one else is going back to group except me. Everybody else's leaders have gone, oh, we won't bother till January. Mine is dancing towards that church hall.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever planned a sick day ahead of weighing, then this is the podcast you need. With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Let's start off with an update this week from Jo.
I've heard from my slimming world leader, we can go and get weighed from Monday the 7th of December. I don't think we can stay to group, it's just going to be weigh and go. But, oh my God, she's so looking forward to us all going back and seeing us in person and getting on the scales. This is not fair because I've A, had a bad week. B, it's my birthday week this week, which means I've got to eat stuff. Like, I'm having a Chinese for my birthday. My boyfriend's already bought me a cake, which is in the fridge. And that would be rude to not eat that. So getting on the scales after a week like that seems very unfair. I have also in the Black Friday sale bought a Ninja Foodie. It's a pressure cooker, steamer, air fryer, all sorts of shit happens. But doesn't mean I'll be able to have more chips. So my plan this week before going back to weigh in on Monday is, apart from birthday, no carbs. Apart from the chips I've just mentioned, which I will need to have just to test the air fryer out.
How are the chips, Jo? How was the air fryer?
I've not tried the chips yet, but we had a roast yesterday, and so I did roast potatoes. I crisped them up.
Is it like eating roast potatoes you've cooked in duck fat?
You potentially.
Right.
Yeah, I put a teaspoon of oil.
Oh, yeah.
One sin, guys, each. Yeah, one sin for me, one sin for my boyfriend. Yeah, so I parboiled them outside. Just turned it into a cookery show. Parboiled them outside the Ninja Foodie because I've not yet worked out how to cook them inside. But I've worked out how to do the air frying bit. It's so complicated, this. It's a beast.
This is like your soup maker all over again, no, when you ended up breaking that.
Well, potentially that's in a cupboard too. But this, I've actually made space on the work surfaces. This is how much
that's
intention
I've got.
That's
where it's going to live.
It's going to live there. And we did, and they're the best roast potatoes we've ever had.
Really?
Yes. They were amazing.
Yep. Better than Christmas duck fat ones that you've parboiled and then you've cooked three times and it's...
I've never done those.
What I'm saying
is they're the best ones I've ever made, which is slightly different. But anyone's got any Ninja Foodie recipes, hello sin or sin free guys, do hit me up because I'm really struggling to find any Facebook groups that are actually not just people putting photos of their fucking air fryer. I know what it looks like.
I'll give it a week before you're bored of it.
Do you think? I'm planning on doing curries and all sorts in it.
Curries in an air fryer?
Yeah, no, because it's got a pressure cooker and a slow cooker.
Right.
It's actually a 5-in-1. I don't know what the other two freaking things are. But there's shit to do in this bloody beast. And I am going to be on plan with the Ninja.
You obviously don't need a kitchen anymore either now. That's it. You just cook it all in.
Exactly what Sparky, who I work with, said today. Yeah. We've no use for ovens anymore. No. Zero use, guys. Zero use.
Want to talk to you about groups because I had some really fucking exciting news this week about Slimming World groups. And you did too.
Yeah. Boo. Fucking. I am utterly furious because on our Facebook pages, it seems like no one else is going back to group except me. Like, I don't know how everybody else's leaders have gone, oh, we won't bother till January. Mine is like, she is dancing towards that fucking church hall. She really
is. I'm really excited for this.
News just in. I don't know if I'm going yet.
Why? What do you mean?
I might not go on Monday.
This is a podcast about weight loss.
No, but I might not go Monday because it's my birthday week, isn't it? So I can't.
Birthday week.
Yeah, but Monday's a new week.
Yeah,
I know, but that's the aftermath of the birthday week.
Okay.
Will be horrific. Week. I already feel
it's
like.
Monday. That starts on Monday.
I already feel like I weigh more than I did last January. So I don't know if I'm going to go Monday. I've already warned my friend that I might be working.
So it's. You might be working.
You know, some Zoom calls Paul
doing
wants
to breakfast
me.
Radio. So birthday week, but actually today is in fact your birthday. Just run quickly through what you've eaten so far today.
We had birthday cake for breakfast.
You did.
Yes.
I had a bacon roll from Greg's.
Yeah.
We went to Greg's.
Nice.
That's it.
Right. Well,
that's it. I've been good. I only had cake and bacon rolls for Rose.
To my right over here, I have you.
Oh, don't another say. It's a birthday the second cake of the fucking day.
Yeah, but you've said
I've got another one at home.
Excuse me. You said in your audio just then that it's rude not to eat cake someone's bought for you.
Yeah.
So I've bought you a millionaire's cake.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Which is chocolate, caramel, all sorts of delightful things. I didn't want to clash with the one you had this morning, so it isn't Victoria Sponge. I've gone for a chocolate one.
Was also a joy. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It looks amazing.
It is. It does.
Well, are we cutting it?
Yeah. Victoria, you've also got something there, haven't you?
Well, I knew this would happen. And I did not want to be left out because obviously I'm not with you guys in the studio. So I did go and buy myself a cupcake this morning. Amazing. Just so I could eat cake with you while you...
My boyfriend has just sent me a picture. He's just decorated the giant cupcake that he's bought me at home.
Oh my God, this cake actually is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Happy birthday.
We're going to post
shall I,
on good Lord.
I was going to say, shall I post this on our socials?
Yeah. So this is cake number two of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what are we going to do with the remnants?
Oh, my God, this is actually ridiculous.
What do you mean? There's nothing left over. You take it home. That's what
you're doing. No, I'm not taking it home. It's staying here.
Mm. Oh, my God. Like, I don't want to diss Sparky's cake that he made it, that he gave you
oh
earlier.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
This is incredible.
Mm, it is.
Oh, my God, Joe. This has got caramel inside.
Oh, that's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You can't say no to birthday cake because it is rude for the people that have bought it. And also, if you are the birthday girl, everyone in the room should be eating, Paul.
What's the gluten-free option?
Yeah, there's Mr. Celiac, there's nothing gluten-free about this.
It's so not, like, it's so tasty, it's crazy.
Oh, my God, that caramel.
Right, hold on, let me...
But it's going to stay at work.
No, it's not.
So it is, because the temptation.
It'll go stale.
Right.
There's no one in work, it's coronavirus, you've got to take it home.
There's another heart... Okay, well, we're having cake for breakfast every day.
Oh, my God, this is actually insane.
Oh, and while we're talking about birthdays, can I also give you a birthday present as well?
I don't know.
From the podcast.
I don't know if I can, if I need.
There you go.
Okay.
That's for your birthday. That's present number one.
Oh! Fucking sabotage!
No, just super kind.
Oh, you sabotaged her. This is great news.
11 bars of twirl.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, I can polish off on one journey home.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can have those
this
on the way
cake,
home.
Though.
Also. Here's the last present from us. I mean, I'd say save them for a special occasion. However, you have to check the date.
Oh.
What is it?
Okay, here we go. Opening this. Thank you very much. I don't know if I'm saying thanks yet. Actually, might need to withdraw that.
I'm so excited. I don't even know.
It's instant pots of Lucky Charms. My favourite cereal. This is the cereal I'm going to knock a box off when I get to target weight.
Yep.
Shit, when
what's,
is the date,
what's the
on,
date
these?
On those?
Hang on, I'm 50 now, I can barely see. I've got till the 3rd of January 2021. Shit.
To get to Target?
Yeah. That's what I mean. I've only got till the 3rd of Jan.
Oh, well, buckle down.
Okay, I'm going to have them. Right, if I eat these, though, the pact is I don't have to go to weigh-in. That has got to be a pat. Thank you so much for all my favourite things.
Well. Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you take that cake home, please.
What a lovely day. That cake's staying at work.
Do you know what? I was meaning about this cupcake because it was like £1.70. And when you see it, you'll be like, what the actual hell? Why is that £1.70? But literally, I think I would pay £15.70 for it.
Where have you got it from?
I went to, is it Bird's?
Oh my God, I love Bird's Bakery.
Yeah, I went because I've got my nails done this morning, obviously, because salon's back open. Sure. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to go and get a cupcake from there. And I was absolutely disgusted at the price. I thought, £1.70, you're actually taking a piss. But no, it's actually worth that, 100% worth that.
Oh, no weigh-ins this week, guys.
That's your excuse of the week.
I still think you should.
Yeah, that's my excuse
Jo's
of the week.
Jo's birthday is her excuse of the week.
Definitely.
I'm also going to use it as mine as well.
Can I use it as mine as well?
100%.
Sure.
But of excuse of the week this week, Jennifer Bennett sent this one in. She says, the light has gone out in our kitchen and it's too dark to cook, so we've had to order pizza.
And you can't cook by the light of a mobile phone. Everyone knows that.
A reminder then that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you join, and access to our Zoom meetings. Our next meeting is a week today, and it's going to be our Christmas party.
Yay!
So booze is essential for all, plus somebody will win £100.
If you're not drinking, we're going to throw you out.
Yeah, yeah, you have to. And it's got to be alcoholic. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
Are we, have we decided, are we glamming up or are we doing PJ's Christmas jumpers? What are we doing?
I don't know how much cake we've eaten between now and then.
It depends what fits us, probably, isn't it? I think, yeah.
Anything I own with sequins is at least a size 16, so that's not going to happen.
Okay, let's reassess next weekend.
You can search for us on the Patreon app or you can go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next update, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Scraps on Insta says, I am fully committed to the ditching it again in December diet. Just got an M&S pizza, Malteser reindeer, and a Colin the Caterpillar sweets to pledge my allegiance to this plan.
Off plan till Jan.
Off plan till Jan.
Katie King says, just did the unthinkable, ate one biscuit, just one biscuit. Who am I?
What? It seems impossible.
Who does that though? Nobody can do that.
We're all doing it in January. From Jan.
New year, new us.
I'm not going to even eat one biscuit in January. I can't do the temptation.
Abby Ralph says, has anyone noticed that Margaret Miles Bramwell never shows her before photos? Kirsten O'Donnell's replied with, I've spent hours searching for her elusive before photos. We never see any, not even on the Slimming World website. No, we don't.
Somebody sent a screenshot.
It doesn't exist.
Someone sent a screenshot of MMB doing some sort of Slimming World Zoom. So I can't say who it is. But again, she was waist up.
Waist up on her own Slimming World Zoom for actual Slimming World
because
people.
Because she said that no one's
so
seen
suspicious.
From under chest down.
Maybe
for
she's
40
got a tail.
Years.
Maybe she's a mermaid.
Justine Frost says, I've just seen something about tiger nuts helping with dieting. Could this be the new slimming trick?
What are they? The thing, I mean, I want to say it's some sort of like plant-based thing, but it is going to cat testicles. That's the only thing I can think of.
Tiger and balls. We don't know what they are.
I thought tiger
nuts were toffee.
What?
Little balls of toffee.
Oh.
I thought that's what tiger nuts were. So if anybody can fill us in on what could be our new plan in Jan, the tiger nut, Jan, it could be, we don't know yet.
It could be yours. It will not be mine or Katie's. Hell Tumlet says, me, I can't seem to lose the weight. Also me this weekend, eats a Pret, a Nando's, an Indian takeaway, a McDonald's breakfast, 22 Ferrero Rochers, a half share at Galaxy Bar, and drinks a bottle of fizz. I knew it was bad when I asked my 8-year-old what she would like from Nando's, and she said she couldn't eat any more junk food and made herself platter of fruit, veg and cheese.
Oh.
In my defence, we have been on a decorating drive this weekend, and so it was easier to order and save time. Weighing was last Friday, and by some miracle, I've maintained.
Wow.
So tomorrow through to Thursday is going to have to be very much on plan.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot to take in there.
It is a lot of food.
Yeah, but when you're shamed by your 8-year-old who is sat eating vegetables, fruit and cheese.
Yeah. If your 8-year-old knows that she's craving veg.
I love that an 8-year-old has just made herself a platter.
Yeah.
Just goals, isn't it?
Karen Drummond says, I decided to get back on plan as of today. I got up for work and shoved a slab of galaxy down my neck. The only thing is that it was 1:30 a.m. Is it technically still Saturday and I'm still on track, or do I just eat the rest and start again on Monday? Have you ever done that, where you tell yourself you're going to be good the next day, and then before you know it, you've eaten a chocolate digestive?
I mean, not me.
I mean, every day. But don't we say, though, that isn't it calories after midnight or sins after midnight don't count? Yeah. I'm sure that was one of our oldest ones.
So technically, no, she has to.
Sin-free. Yeah.
All sin-free, guys.
Everyone whose message gets read out the podcast gets an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with us with your name and address. Right, our second update is from me.
So the pact still stands. I have not dieted at all this week, and I have not stepped on any scales. I have an update from my Slimming World leader, and that is that we are not having weigh and go groups. We're going to continue with Zoom meetings. This might mean that I have stepped on the scales for the last time of the year, which could have some devastating consequences for any progress I have made in 2020. Obviously, I will only have myself to blame if I get on the scales in January and I'm back where I was at the beginning of 2020.
But the law of Christmas is strong. And although I didn't have a Santa's Yum Nut from Marks and Spencer's this weekend, I did have a Marks and Spencer's mince pie cookie. And I can confirm they're fucking amazing. So I will be having another one of those and probably sampling an Asda one because I need to compare the two. Does it really matter if I don't bother and then start again in 2021? New year, new me? Or should I knuckle down?
Don't quit on me now, Katie. Wobble then. So I'm going to bring you back down to earth. Come on. We've made a pact here. Don't give up on me now.
You don't need to be on plan because you're not being weighed.
Well, no, this is the thing, though. But in January, I will be weighed.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, what did we do with last year? Ooh, we ate our shit in the last
month.
Yeah,
because it was a shit year.
Yeah, I know it's been a shit year. But then I gave those two options. Do I knuckle down or do I just fuck it till January? And then other people messaged in and said, oh, there is a third option. You could be good now and then sin over Christmas. I was like, well, that sounds like too much effort.
Actually, a lot of replies that you got, Katie, were saying, don't give up.
Don't.
I had to mute them. I was getting sick of it. I was like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to see this shit. So, this is not what I want to see right now.
How do you feel? Are you going to go like me and knuckle down?
How do I feel? Well, I've eaten two bits of birthday cake today, so I feel pretty shit, Joe, actually.
Yeah. Today is a terrible day to be talking about this.
Right, Katie, though, right, if you do decide to go back and be good, you have to let me know.
Yeah, I will.
She won't.
I don't believe you.
Of course I will. The thing is, I made the best meal of my life this week, and it wasn't following any plan at all. It was just bunging everything on one tray, put it in the oven, and just
eat
it.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my God, it was delicious.
What'd you have?
Well, it was chicken chorizo. So chorizo's not free on any. Well, you can have it on Fast 800, but you can't have potatoes on the Fast 800, and I had a lot of potatoes in there.
Okay.
Other veg in there as well, spices. It just tasted like Spain. It was incredible and nice. So delicious. And I thought, well, why can I eat this now when I'm not following a diet plan? This is the best food I've eaten all year. And why can't I not just eat that? Why can't I have shit like this and just be thin? Like,
you
what?
Can, me and Margaret say,
oh,
darling.
Fuck
you
off,
just
Margaret.
Shut up, Margaret.
Margaret doesn't know how to cook. Margaret has her own ready meals.
Margaret has her own chef, probably.
So I don't know, like, a part of me was like, thank fuck for that when I got the message from the leader to say we're not having actual weigh and go groups.
How? I'm so
pissed
off.
Well, we're in a church.
Yeah,
but we're
so
church.
Are we.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh,
we are also in a church.
Is it different tiers, though, Joe? Are you in tier two?
No, we're tier three.
Oh, who knows then?
Yeah, who
let's
fucking
argue
knows?
It. I mean, let's not grumble.
Someone needs to know.
Also, in the real world, well, it is the real world, in normal times when you don't have like a pandemic going on, don't you find that groups do tail off towards the end of the year? So you get fewer and fewer people through the doors. So do they really want to sit there for 3 hours each evening and weigh literally three people? Because that's what can happen on the weeks where you run up to Christmas.
I wonder if that's what people are doing then. They're just deciding to not do that.
Yeah.
We can't give up now, guys. We've had such a great year.
Yeah, but I
I just want to say that I'm really disappointed in you right now.
What? I'm Victoria. I've eaten
You're
shit whittering.
All week. That's enough.
And how do we feel because we've eaten shit?
Oh, don't.
I feel
shit. Terrible.
We all feel shit. Yeah. We're on a sugar crash.
I don't think
now
I've eaten enough because I don't feel shit at all.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. This has been sent to us by Chris, who sent us a screenshot of Olympian Samantha Quek. Went to Subway today and was absolutely starving, so I wanted 2 footlongs. 2? Fucking hell!
She's an Olympian.
And I was so embarrassed. I did that thing where I ordered the first sandwich as if it were mine, then ordered the second all coy, like, I'm not sure what sauce they want. Just go for barbecue.
That is so good. That even athletes, fit Olympic athletes, are still out there lying about food consumption. We endorse
that. I definitely think I could do that.
Oh, in one sitting.
Yeah. Oh no, maybe not one sitting, maybe in one day.
You could do one sitting, darling. Don't do yourself down.
Don't put myself down. Have confidence in my abilities.
Right, let's get our last update on the podcast, and it's Victoria's.
It's not often that I agree with Katie on this podcast, as you all know, but I must admit that since agreeing to do Off Plan Till Jan with her last week, I think it actually is one of the best decisions that I have made this year. And I'm very pleased to say that in my first week, I'm doing really, really well. I didn't eat a lot at the weekend because I didn't feel very well and I didn't really have much of an appetite. However, when I did eat, it was not Slimming World friendly. I've eaten a lot of bagels, actually, and I have discovered how much I love them, especially toasted with loads of butter. In fact, I'm currently making my way through the Aldi version of Lurpak, which I think I probably could eat by the tub. It is just so, so good. I am also contemplating eating my entire advent calendar. And it is only the 1st of December. So yeah, take that however you want to take it. But, you know, off plan till Jan is a thing. And I am really, really loving it so far.
Finally, we found a plan that we could probably all stick to.
Wow. That remains to be seen with you, doesn't it?
So how are you actually feeling? Because, I mean, I definitely feel like bloated. Like I've had 5 Christmases in the last 14 days.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of under a bit of a false sense of security because I wasn't that well at the weekend, so I didn't really eat a lot. So I haven't got that bloat just yet. It's only in the past couple of days that I've started to eat more. So I'm probably a little bit behind you guys. So I think I'm going to get to the bloat by Friday.
Okay, good.
And then I'll probably start to feel shit. But at the moment, I'm feeling great, guys. I'm loving off plan till Jan, eating what I want, eating cake.
I always feel bagels great. Sound like they should be healthy. So they should.
Oh,
well,
my
yeah.
God, they are so good, though, aren't they? Yeah. I don't even know how. They're really high sin, though, aren't they?
I think so, because they're, I mean, they're proper heavy. Yeah, and
yeah, they are. Like yeah. A sugary, I mean, it could be like a door stopper. Like, that's how thick they are.
Which ones are you going for? Because my favourite is cinnamon and raisin, and they're the worst, I think.
Yeah, they are nice. I just got the plain ones from Aldi, and then I got some salmon and full fat cream cheese as well.
Oh, fuck yes. That's 100%.
How are your clothes fitting?
Well, you say this, Jo. I was half expecting to really struggle to get into something today, and I put a skirt on, and I couldn't get into it this time last year, and I could do it all the way up, and if anything, it's slightly big.
Oh, darling, keep eating then. Eat away.
I know.
You feel like you've got a buffer there. I don't have any buffer. I don't even have an ounce buffer.
No.
Right now.
But like I said, I do think it is a false sense of security. I do think it is actually going to come and hit me.
Well, let's hope. But I'm a bit sus now because I know I put weight on. Like, I know how my jeans feel today.
Yeah, I'm exploding out of mine, I think.
But like I said, guys, I'm a few days behind you.
Okay.
I'll update you.
Friday updaters. At the end of the week. Friday updaters. Yeah. We want pictures of an explosion.
I mean, sure. I'll tell you what, I'll try the skirt again on Friday.
Yeah.
I'll see where I'm at then, and then I'll let you know how the bloating's going.
Okay, what advent calendar do you have?
A dairy milk one.
Nice.
I've not got an advent calendar.
Oh, I mean, I bought myself one, obviously.
Oh, I bought one for everyone else in the hope that somebody would buy one, and obviously.
Oh, Katie, don't say that, because I would have got you one if I'd have known.
I was really considering going.
Obviously, to sabotage you.
I was really considering just getting Matt one. His son's got one at ours anyway, but that's Milky Bar, which I'm not bothered about.
Nah.
I was just considering getting Matt one and then going, I don't need that. But then I thought, if I do that, I'll just open the other box of lint instead. So. Might as well just get. I've got Maltesers though. Lighter weight.
Have you opened that one yet?
No, there's one box left out of the three.
You've got through another
one this
week.
Oh, so you've eaten another box then?
Yeah, we've had another one this week.
Whoa!
Merry Christmas, guys!
That's new information.
Yeah, we've got one
kept
box left. Thank God we bought three.
Oh my God, yeah, will it make it to Christmas?
I think it's the large ones. It's not the ones you
absolutely
I know. We got them wholesale. Oh, to Christ knows. That's what I mean. I can't fit into any clothes.
Oh, Victoria, plans this week? Because obviously restaurants are not open again and et cetera, et cetera. So how are you going to feed yourself this week?
I don't know, whatever I've got in the freezer, I think. I'm really liking burgers at the moment, so I think I've got a few burgers, macaroni cheese.
Yeah, nice.
Tell me, you sent me a picture of your nails this morning, but what also did you send me a picture of?
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah,
I went via McDonald's on the way home and tried the new breakfast wrap. Absolutely insane, guys. Is highly it? Recommend.
It's a wrap. Sounds healthy.
It's a roll. It's a breakfast roll.
Oh, it's a roll thing. Yeah, sorry. No. It's not healthy. It is, you got the sausage, you got the egg, you got bacon, and you've got the cheese.
Oh, well all done,
it,
Ronald.
And extra hash brown, obviously, for the car, like on the drive home.
Sure. Yeah, chase a hash brown.
Otherwise,
you'd
crash because, you know, the smell would make your eyes water.
Exactly.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Actually, it's the best.
Now, let's move on to our least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's has come from Camilla Barnett. And she sent us some amazing pictures in. And she also says, nominating my friends, new business venture as my least supportive diet partner. Sin-free if we are supporting local businesses in these difficult times, right? And she sent us a picture of a box of 6 brownies, all different flavours. I can see chocolate orange on there, Maltesers on there. And the one she's held up to her face, because she's put size of my face for context, is in fact a Jammy Dodger brownie that is in fact the size of her face.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yum. Oh, you've got to support your friends.
I'm so glad we've had Kate, because I think I'd be like, my mouth would be watering right now.
Before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Maureen says, I asked my consultant about the Christmas hot chocolates from Costa. She said the sin values includes the milk. So if you want, you can take it off your Slimming World Healthy Extra A, depending on how much they use. The chocolate on the side is not included in the sins, but she said, and she's a consultant, what's a few sins between friends? I love her, and I love her too.
Also, Costa keep running out of these side chocolates.
How do you know?
Because I had another one on Friday, and I didn't even get a replacement purple one for the Terry's hot chocolate orange that I had.
And guess what we're having this Friday?
Are we doing it again?
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Right, I'm uber excited for Friday now.
Alexandra Fox says, during lockdown the first, I worked from home while staying with Dad, whose sandwiches were 50% coleslaw and 50% cheese.
Wow.
We had a takeaway every weekend and Pringles became an extra daily meal. Lockdown 2, the sister has taken on babysitting Dad. I'm back at working in the office. And after a Domino's before lockdown started, I'm calorie counting. It was going to plan, but it's Star Week. I've got a family-sized cheesecake in the freezer and I've just Googled calories in a portion of fish and chips.
Wow.
Big mistake.
Wow.
Will carbs win? Will I stick to plan? Who knows?
We know.
No. Alexandra's face down in the cheesecake right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Catherine Christensen says, so I was supposed to be out for bottomless Prosecco afternoon tea with the girls. Mm. As we couldn't go, I got our local cafe to deliver one for my boyfriend and me instead, along with 12 sandwiches, scotch eggs, which is in fact a substantial meal in itself, and 6 cakes. I may now be in a carb coma and look 9 months pregnant after all that bread, but oh my God, it was amazing. I'm not sure Margaret Miles Bramwell would approve.
She would not approve.
No, but we do. No, and we are more important.
And also MMB regularly downs an afternoon tea.
Do you think she's a secret feeder?
Fuck yes. Absolutely. How else is she going to keep us all so fat so we keep going to her groups?
Don't make me cry.
You've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nail Dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. I won last week and I don't even remember why or how.
Nor does anybody.
You decided to make a pact with me, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Off plan till Jan. There we go. And it's going super duper well so far. What a good idea.
Well, for one of us is.
So I've got to choose between Victoria, who is egging me on to keep staying off plan and get fatter and fatter and fatter until 2021, or Jo, who's
come on, let's not look at it like that.
Remember, I'm saying let's all go carb free till Christmas.
You say carb free and then I've eaten 2 pieces of cake today, yeah, both of which tomorrow, were celebrating your bloody birthday.
From tomorrow.
How can you go carb free in December?
Because I'm at crisis point. That is why.
You've been at crisis point all year.
I know, but this is a code red situation. I am still going to try and be on plan, despite the twirls that are sat in front of me.
Try and be on plan. You've had another box of lint that you kept yourself this week.
Right, I'm going to give it to Jo.
Deserved.
Her birthday, she's eating Chinese later. She's going to get pissed on Prosecco.
Yeah, and
she's
going to
take this cake home as well as the other one.
She's not.
You may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. If you rate and review this podcast, that helps us. And those clicks on your phone will help you burn calories. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.